Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good to have you with us on a hot... Yeah, that's hot. Wednesday afternoon. Early June, baby. Summer is finally here. Oh, we have cranked it up a notch. I'm not the only one that's hot. As AMAC consistently reminds me of just how en fuego I am.
I feel like if I just like give you like little boost of endorphins every bump back from break, then... Brian is just has his little commentary.
Brian's just rolling his eyes.
Yeah, Brian's like, just saying.
He's like, don't give that maniac any more ammunition. He's already on us about the stupid football teams we like.
Yeah, I think it helps the show.
Okay. All right.
Helps the show.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't need a lot to get me fired up for the radio. Generally, I wake up and I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to talk about? How am I going to not bore myself? Never mind the audience, right? I don't want to bore the audience, but more importantly, I don't want to bore myself. So I try and do, look, there are certain things that we have to talk about. We have to talk about the Commanders all the time. I try and ignore them when I can, but we have to. And especially now that they're good and relevant, very good and relevant. It's a little bit easier and maybe a little bit more, noteworthy, for lack of a better term.
Why do you try to ignore them?
Because, you know, we talk about them. I mean, they consume my life 362 days a year in some way, shape, or form. Either I'm talking about them on the radio, I'm tweeting about them. I'm arguing about them in some way, shape, or form. I'm getting asked about them by every Tom, Dick, and Harry that I run into. That's an old man term. That's probably before you were born. Basically, everyone that knows what I do asks me about the Commanders. How are you? Trade this, that, the other. Are we going to be good? Defense better? All that. Which is fine. I mean, that's just part of the territory, and I obviously don't mind it. I mean, sometimes I don't have, sometimes I just want to get away mentally, right? But I do enjoy other things. Some of our listeners, some of our fans are literally consumed by the football team 24/7. I am not. I like other things, right? So, I forgot how we got onto this.
You were talking about how you guys are excited for the day.
Oh, right. I'm excited for the show, right? But I'm trying to figure out what the hell we're going to talk about. And
exactly.
A lot of times what it comes down to is sometimes I don't literally know how I'm going to lead the show until moments before the show. Because I've got all these ideas thrown around in my mind, and I'm like, what is going to be the best representation of the day? What is going to get me the most mileage? And today was one of those days where I'm like, well, the obvious for me would be the Nationals. The obvious for many out there in La La Land would be the NBA Finals. If you are not a huge NBA guy, if you're not a baseball guy, you probably lead, I don't know, with some sort of speculation from Benjamin Solak on ESPN. Just because somebody had to do a column. I am all of that. We're going to discuss it all today. But I often like start to think, hey, the best way to open up the show when you don't have a clear-cut, easy answer is you gotta bust chops a little bit, right? You gotta welcome the audience in. You gotta let them know the show behind the show. We're not a visual medium on this show. We're the little show that could chugga 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 up the hill with no brakes, no brake pads. Like, it's the little engine that could. We're the last of the Mohicans, right? So sometimes you have to let people in behind the scenes. And that's why we probably, I've kind of taken on this approach over the last couple of weeks since you've joined the show, AMAC. Brian's here for, what would you say, about an hour and 45 minutes or so of the show. I mean, you're doing other things, but you're kind of maybe casually listening. And, you know, we've worked you a little bit into the show. I guess it probably started with Mad Max. I would bust his chops a little bit, but it's so much easier to bust you guys and make fun of your stupid football teams. It is so much easier to do that, and I think it endears me to my audience, which is all that I care about. All that I care about is not boring myself and not having my audience hate me and go click. Now, some might say, I don't care about any of this dribble. Fine. I can't help you. I mean, I cannot talk about Nate Herbig at the start of the show. So if you want Nate Herbig talk, go somewhere else. We'll mention him casually, but we're not breaking down Nate Herbig to start the show. Sorry. Okay? I know none of you out there want me to talk about the Stanley Cup Finals, because that's what I care about tonight. After I watch the first hour and a half or so of the Nationals and the Cubs. So I always figure, like, if I bust on a Giants fan and a Cowboys fan in a lighthearted, creative sort of way, you know, it kind of like gets the oil running through the engine a little bit, kind of gets everybody settled into the show a little bit. You realize that I'm not that bad of a guy. You realize that we can have some fun, some jocularity, some humor around here. You can do a little shtick, right? And we're a comfortable, safe place. And quite honestly, the show has kind of taken on this, embodiment, if you will, of where the callers will bust my chops and I will bust their chops and we can all bust each other's chops and have a little bit of fun while we're at it, right? Back in New York, they would often refer to it as breaking balls, you know? I mean, we could bust chops, we could break some balls a little bit around here. We could have some fun, especially in the first week of June when it's 86 degrees and it's hot. So we can have a little bit of fun. Today on the show, we will talk Stanley Cup Final. Stephen Wino, live from Edmonton at about 3:20. He writes for the Associated Press, big-time hockey guy. Very smart, been on the show a number of times. We will talk a little bit about what's going on with TJ Oshie. The team announced that TJ Oshie's having a little event. I took it as his retirement. I'm not so sure right now because I didn't know this, but apparently he has a documentary out And he was on with Craig yesterday, which, again, I didn't know until after I saw that announcement and after I heard Craig mention it. So I didn't know that. So maybe it's not his retirement. I don't know. But we will ask Steve Wino about that. And, of course, the Stanley Cup Final tonight between Florida and Edmonton, rematch of last year's Cup Final. We will get into the NBA Final. We will get probably more back into Tom Thibodeau getting blown out. We will get into the Nats and Cubs. We will get into the Commanders. We will do all of that. But here's how I wanted to open up the show. So I was bumping around on Twitter this morning, and my guy John Rock Mamola, who now writes for Barrett Sports Media, he was the longtime program director of 620 WDAE in Tampa and longtime assistant program director for our sister station, The Score, in Chicago. I've known Rock John for, I don't know, 20 years, something like that. And I have been with him for the last four Army-Navy weekends, right? We hang out. The guys from DAE in Tampa are awesome. They're just good people. We kind of bonded. We kind of hang out. Well, we do more than kind of hang out. We hang out. We drink a few beers and cocktails together every December. It's awesome. The good people at USAA take great care of us. So, again, Rock John Mamola is no longer in charge of the Tampa station. So he's working sort of independently, again, for Barrett Sports Media. And he wrote a column that I thought was really interesting. And I talk about this all the time, and I don't shy away from it. I think television ratings are a farce. I think they're a joke. Everyone takes them seriously. Everyone thinks they're real and legitimate. Everyone thinks that they speak for a country of 360-plus million people. I don't. I may be the only one, but I have seen more and more and more people basically say, hey, not sure the data is real. It's kind of like when we talked last week about the Washington Post poll, and they came out and said whatever the numbers were, 60% of people are now Commanders fans and this, that, and the other thing. Listen, I understand we don't have that data. Without that data, I got it. I'm not criticizing them. But as I pointed out then, and as I point out on every poll, on every sampling, on every everything, hey, man, you got to consider the sample size. And in this case, like last week, the sample size was like 1,333 people. And for the Commander's team name, I think it was like 1,650 people or whatever it was. It's significant that in that small polling, the Commander's name has improved and been accepted more and is more popular, and so, and the team is more popular, which again is tied into winning. But it is a very, very, very small sample size. An incredibly small sample size. So I tend to not dismiss it, but I tend to hammer that point home. So John Rock, as I call him, or as he's been known forever, wrote a column about, again, on Barrett Sports Media, about the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Final and how media is squashing the hype and the interest. And part of what he wrote was because people expect the television ratings to be at an all-time low for the NBA Finals because it's two small market teams, Indiana, Oklahoma City, there's no New York, there's no Chicago, there's no Boston, there's no L.A., all the glamour teams are gone. People aren't as familiar. They're two, not defensive teams, but certainly Oklahoma City can get after it. And he makes a bunch of different points how, like, we don't do this in college football, right? Like, in college football, you can have schools from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, or Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and they're treated from South Bend, Indiana, they're treated, Ann Arbor, Michigan, they're treated as major market, big factory, big name brand type teams. And he's right. We're not worried about market size when it comes to college football. But somehow, some way, everybody's obsessed by market size and television ratings when it comes to this current NBA final that's set to tip off tomorrow night in OKC. And then when it comes to the Stanley Cup final, we all know a team in Western Alberta, Canada, granted, with the best player on the planet, Connor McDavid, and a bunch of other dudes like Leon Draisaitl and more, a team that fell just short in Game 7 on the road last year, losing 2-1, a team that battled all sorts of injuries, all sorts of chaos. They were down 2-0 in the first round of the LA Kings, climbed all the way back. Their starting goaltender got injured. We'll talk about some of this with Wina. And then the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers rematching in the Stanley Cup final. And listen, I understand this is the media's fault. The media is to blame for why the hockey is largely ignored. The national mass media, not the hockey media, the national mass media, and you know who I'm talking about. They don't know a puck from their ass cheeks. They have no idea. And they don't work. They don't try. They don't put in an effort. They don't care. They don't talk about it. They don't acknowledge it. They don't give a rat's ass unless they have to. And there's, for whatever reason, no television executive or dopey producer that says, guys, listen, I know you don't know nothing about hockey. Stephen A., here's a page worth of notes. Read this. And this way we get that raving lunatic Russell off our back about no hockey coverage. Pat McAfee is a notable exception. I'm looking right now at McAfee's show on ESPN. He's got Pat Maroon. Multi-time Stanley Cup champion. 3 times, as a matter of fact. His NHL analyst on. Smart. McAfee's at some soccer thing today. Smart. He diversifies his audience. He brings in different members, different parts of the sports landscape. And the ultimate reason why we're starting the show on this is not to bitch about hockey coverage, although that is absolutely horrendous. Not even like a joke. That is horrendous. Locally, certainly here. Nationally, it is a joke. I mean, they care more on ESPN and FS1 about what cereal LeBron James eats for breakfast than the Stanley Cup final or the Stanley Cup playoffs, especially being that ESPN is not carrying it or ABC this year. Because of the deal the NHL struck, it's exclusively on TNT. So it is not, even though plenty of people have TNT, the ratings are always higher when it's on ESPN, one, or two, more importantly, when it's on ABC or a television network. A traditional, you know what I mean, CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox. It's always, always easier to find, higher rated, based on a ridiculously small sample, everything. But the real reason why people are not talking about the Stanley Cup final is, again, because people in the media are lazy and they don't know and they don't care and nobody holds their hand to the fire. That's one. And then you can talk about smaller markets, this, that, and the other thing, Canadian team, Florida, nobody cares about anything, blah, 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 blah. There's other reasons for that too, even though they're all BS. Specific to the NBA final, NBA Indiana, Oklahoma City, people are obsessed about television ratings, which again are based on an absurdly small sample size and are not even accurate, an accurate representation of a country with over 350 million people in it because they measure such a small sample size. But the media, which drives conversation, then picks up on that. So, it's going to be terrible because the ratings are terrible. America doesn't care about it. America doesn't want these teams. They want the New York Knicks. They want the Boston Celtics. They want LeBron and the Lakers. They want Luka. They want this. They want that. And that drives the conversation instead of the actual basketball and how great of a matchup. Even me, as I'm a casual NBA guy. Even me, I'm interested in this series. I'm so thankful that we don't have the stupid Lakers to deal with. I'm so happy that the Pacers beat the Knicks. I can't wait. Well, can't wait would be strong. I look forward to tomorrow night and the NBA Finals. You know who doesn't give an absolute rat's ass about stupid television ratings? This guy. Me. And I'm the only one with the chutzpah, with the onions, with the grapefruit, to actually acknowledge the truth. Television ratings should never dictate anything and everything. Never. Bad, good, indifferent. They should never. They are a farce. And if you shape your world and your choices based on a farce, where do you think that leaves you? Where do you think that leaves you? It's a good question, and it's a good way to end segment one in the open, which is a little bit long, but that's okay. We're just setting up the show. We'll tackle this next. Do you care at all about the NBA or NHL final? One. Two, do you allow television ratings to influence what you watch, what you consume, what you care about? I'm really genuinely curious about that because I don't at all. I don't at all. But I want you to weigh in. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's a great question from the former WWE champion, Cody Rhodes. It's a great question. And I often struggle with it, right? Especially at this time of the year where there isn't an obvious direction. Like the Nationals losing last night kind of took some steam out of my whistle, if you will, out of my engine, because I know how this is going to go. But I've got a lot to say about it. And it was an interesting ballgame. And we are going to be joined today by two-time Daytona 500 champion. What the hell's his name? I just...
William Byron.
William Byron!
That is the only time in life I will ever have a NASCAR name ready for you.
Well, it's because you thankfully helped me out with the production on it, right? So you knew. I knew his name. I just completely drew a blank. I got so many things going on in my mind, and my mind is a deep, dark place at times. Anyway, but the point being is we'll be joined by two-time Daytona 500 champion William Byron in the 2 o'clock hour. Caught up with him last night outside of the Cubs dugout at Nationals Park for a great conversation on baseball, on sports in general, management strategy, how to deal with success as a young guy, replacing a legend, all of that. It's not just, hey, man, how many left turns did you make in the Coca-Cola 600? That's not what we did. Caught up with him last night outside of the Cubs dugout. You'll hear that in the 2 o'clock hour. We are going to preview the Stanley Cup Final, 3:20. Steve Wino from Edmonton of the Associated Press. But I opened up the show asking, based off of a column that I read from my guy, John Mamola. Again, you can follow him at John Mamola, M-A-M-O-L-A. I've tweeted about it a couple of times. The link is up, Barrett Sports Media, or Barrett Media, I should say. And basically, the genesis of the article is, why do sports media not care about the Stanley Cup Final and, surprisingly, the NBA Final, at least in his eyes? Because, and the genesis of why he's making the argument about the NBA final is because it's two small market teams. The television ratings are going to be, presumably, much more poor than they would be, certainly if the New York Knicks were there, or if the Lakers were there, or another big market national appeal team like the Golden State Warriors, or something else like that. And basically, John's point was, who the bleep cares? And my point is, who the bleep cares? Nobody should ever be influenced by television ratings, which are based on an absurdly small sample size. I don't get it, people. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you just don't watch what you want to watch and what you like instead of, quite honestly, and this is a criticism of my industry, instead of having us determine what you watch. And what I mean by that is we in the media tend to gravitate towards this way too much. We say, well, the NFL draws massive ratings, far better than everyone, so we got to talk about the NFL 365 days a year. No, we don't. We talk about it a lot, but we don't have to do it 365 days a year. Well, hockey gets no ratings compared to all the other sports, so we're just going to completely ignore it. Not even going to try. Not even going to make an effort. Listen, I can't follow everything. I can't. But last night when I got home from the Nationals game, I checked out the U.S. Women's National Team. Okay? I did. I missed the Mystics game because I was working, covering the Nationals game. And then I had an hour-plus drive home. Sorry, I can't see everything. Nobody expects everybody to see and talk about and know everything. But acknowledge it. Be aware. Educate yourself. Have a little bit of ability to have a discussion. Be well-rounded. And for God's sakes, stop letting Stephen A. Smith's arrogance determine what the hell you're going to watch on TV. Because Stephen A. Smith is only going based on two things. One, television ratings. Two, his own lack of knowledge or caring or interest in baseball, in hockey, in women's sports, in anything outside of the NBA and the NFL and a sprinkle of college football. Don't let that shape your life. Don't let that take away something that's cool. It's, again, why I appreciate, and I say this all the time, why I appreciate Pat McAfee. It has nothing to do with the fact that I love the WWE and he's on WWE. Yeah, okay, maybe. But he talks hockey all the time. Like I said, he's doing a freaking show from the soccer tournament in Cary, North Carolina. He didn't have to do that. He owns the damn show. He runs the damn show. He made the damn decision. You know why he made the decision? You know why it's a smart decision? Because you bring in members of your audience that you normally exclude and basically take a big, gigantic crap on. How do you like them apples, huh? You may not like what I have to say, but damn it, it's the truth. And I'll go down fighting for the truth. I'll go down swinging for the truth. Again, you don't have to like it. You should appreciate it. You should like it. But I will never, ever stop fighting for what I believe and for what is right and what is wrong. Never. No matter how much criticism you give me, no matter how many shrugs of the shoulder you give me, no matter how many times you ignore the rest of the sports world to talk about the NBA and LeBron James and what underwear he's wearing, or to then crap all over the NBA Finals just because it's not the New York Knicks or the Boston Celtics or the Golden State Warriors or the Los Angeles Lakers. Get out of here. Bunch of hogwash. Watch the damn thing. It's going to be good basketball. I don't know if it's going to be great. It's going to be good basketball. They actually can play defense. They can run. They can pace. No pun intended with the Pacers. It may not be pretty all the time. It probably will be in the high 90s. It's going to be a good series. Watch it. Don't give a rat's ass about what people are saying about television ratings, which are a farce, a joke. Time for a trending alert. Indeed, the Stanley Cup final begins tonight. Oh, yes. In Edmonton, little reverse from last year, the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers, who won Game 7 at home last year against Edmonton, are on the road this year to open up the Stanley Cup Final. Game 1, TNT, 8 o'clock Eastern Time in Edmonton as the Oilers and Connor McDavid try and win their first Stanley Cup together. Not the Edmonton Oilers' first Stanley Cup, their first Stanley Cup together. Again, that's coming up at 8 o'clock. Steve Wino will join us from Edmonton at around 3:20 later on this afternoon. Meanwhile, baseball story looks like this. Mackenzie Gore takes to the bump tonight, and boy, did the Nationals need a good start after a disappointing performance by Trevor Williams last night and an 8-3 loss to the Chicago Cubs. 6:45 the first pitch, 106.7 the fan. Cubbies, 16 games over 500. Right now, the L.A. Angels lead the Red Sox 1-0 in the top of the first. Milwaukee over Cincinnati 1-0 in the fourth. And the Colorado Rockies, whew, how about them? 3-0 over the Fish, the Marlins, in the sixth. Meanwhile, from the NBA, game one of the finals, Oklahoma City and Indiana starting tomorrow night after the Pacers' plane had to be rerouted because of a tornado issue in Oklahoma City. Again, that game one tomorrow night. Meanwhile, the Phoenix Suns are hiring Cleveland Cavaliers assistant Jordan Ott as their new head coach. That one day after Tom Thibodeau was fired by the New York Knicks. And we'll see where they go as their head coach choice. And that's what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, we're heading towards the weekend, even though we're only midway through. The weekend is like that dangling carrot, right? Just keep working for the weekend. AMAC is alongside on the other side of glass, and he came in during the break and took serious XM umbrage because his new teammate, Stephen A. Smith, his new colleague.
Are you trying to get me fired?
Stephen A. Smith.
What are you doing here?
I ripped his new teammate, Stephen A. Smith.
I love everything that Sirius does.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get you fired. You're defending your new colleague, your new teammate.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Here we go.
You took umbrage with me for ripping on Stephen A. Smith.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
In case you missed that news, he's got 14 new radio shows coming to SiriusXM, and not a total volume of 14, 14 different daily ones that he's going to do. One on food, one on politics, one on the NBA, four on the NBA, one on college football, one on the NFL, all on a daily basis. Anyway, so we're using the basis of this John Mamola column from Barrett Sports Media, or Barrett Media, I should say, about why is sports media taking the hype out of the NBA and NHL finals? Again, I'm going to be into it. I'm going to be watching the Stanley Cup final tonight. I've got an episode of The Rooster and the Rookie wrestling podcast with Matty Essig to record, but I will have the Stanley Cup final on. I'll be bouncing back and forth between the Cubs, the Nationals, and the Stanley Cup final. I will watch the NBA final tomorrow night. I care about both series. I'm not a huge NBA guy, but I care about it. I'm interested to see what happens. I'm interested to see who wins. I don't give a rat's ass about television ratings. Television ratings will never, ever, ever, ever in a million years have 1 ounce of influence in what I care about. And yet so many in the media, and a lot of fans too, because I see all the comments, care so much about it. And I don't know why. I have no idea why. Don't let an incredibly small sample size influence or dictate what you like or what you watch or what you care about. Don't let it. Again, I just say this, kudos to Pat McAfee, who I understand is on at the same time as me, and I'm not trying to get you to watch that and me. He does hockey. He's doing soccer. He's at some soccer thing, tournament in North Carolina with his whole crew. He decides that. He makes that decision. Kudos to Pat. He doesn't crap all over wrestling. He understands, hey, man, the NFL drives a lot of vehicles. Sure, it's the NBA playoffs and the NBA finals. Good for him. Kudos to him for being a little bit of a renegade and for not allowing Stephen A. Smith to dictate, or Mike Greenberg for that matter, to dictate what you care about and what you think about and what you're completely influenced by. Kudos to him, man. Kudos to him. Out to Lap in D.C. Before we take another time out here and get back on track. What up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
Lappy,
hey,
how are you?
Good topic, man. Yeah. I don't really care about the ratings. I mean, the people that's focused on that probably should be the ones that, you know what I'm saying, make those decisions when it comes to the ratings and stuff. I don't let Stephen A. Smith dictate, you know what I'm saying, to me what I'm going to watch and not watch. I'm not really a hockey guy. I'm not really a baseball guy. I'm really basketball, football, and boxing. So I tend to lean towards what's interesting to me. Mm-hmm.
Which is totally fine, by the way. Totally and completely fine. Yeah. But I will just add, boxing, right? You probably, I would imagine, you kind of get annoyed at the lack of, I mean, when I was a kid growing up, and I don't remember how old you are, Lap, but I'm 51. When I was a kid growing up, boxing was huge. I mean, the hype, the coverage, the media coverage was enormous. And now, I mean, it's almost like you can't hear a pin drop. Nobody talks about boxing, including me, and that's my fault. I mean, I'll talk about it when I can and when it makes sense.
Yeah.
But you see what I'm saying? You like still the sweet science and the sport that you've always liked, I presume, and you don't care whether the media talks about it or hypes it up or not. Maybe you do, but it doesn't influence you, or television ratings doesn't influence what you like.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because it's what, you know, what I'm into. Boxing has changed. The payouts have been really good for the boxers because they've been signing a lot of deals with the networks and stuff. You know, you see like PBC and Prime, and, you know, Floyd Mayweather is big on that part of the business. But the part of it that's hurting is that we can't get the fights that the fans want to see. You know what I'm saying? So they're chasing the bag instead of, you know, being about legacy. So that's the frustrating part about boxing. But, you know, football and basketball, I always tune into. You know, after the finals is done with the NBA, like, I would not be watching ESPN. I'll be watching movies or my shows or nothing, because baseball is my hated sport, Rooster. I just can't for the life of me get into it. I respect the players. I respect the skill set. I did, you know, when the Nats went on the run, I was very helpful. I mean, happy for that. But I just, and I like the King Griffey when he played, no doubt, and Cal Ripken. Certain ones is just athletes, Barry Bonds, but I just can't. It's so boring, man. Even going to it in person is definitely better than watching it at home. You would never get me to watch it at home. But I'd be ready to go like the sixth inning. It's like no clock. Can they like speed it up? Can they come up with like a creative way?
They've done all that. As a matter of fact, you're gonna hear from William Byron, who's won the last two Daytona 500s, about why he likes baseball because of exactly that. That's coming up.
Well, let me ask you this, Rooster. When is the best time to watch baseball, because you're not big on basketball, right? But I say Rooster, if you watch it in the second half or fourth quarter, it would be worth it versus watching it in the first and second quarter. Baseball, it seems like it don't matter what time I watch it. It's depressing, man. I jump off a cliff, man. That's just how I feel.
All right, and that's fine. Not everything is for everyone. I understand that. I mean,
I like hockey, though. I like hockey. You got me on hockey.
There you go,
it's
baby.
A little bit better over the years.
That's the only time you should let anybody in the media influence you is me.
Yeah, definitely.
I appreciate you, Lap. Thank you, pal. I got to take a timeout. We'll come on back. AMAC just whispered something in my ear. We might have to pass that along. And it wasn't that I'm hot, although I am hot, literally and figuratively, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Whoa. 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 Rock. Whoa. Rock. Such strong language. We would never do something around here like that. All right, maybe we would. Depends on who you are. Depends on who you are. We're rolling towards the end of hour number one, approaching hour number two. We are going to get into all sorts of things, including the Nationals-Cubs opener last night and tonight. And we're going to hear from two-time Daytona 500 champion and four-time NASCAR Cup Series winner William Byron of the number 24 Hendrick Motorsports car. And I caught up with him at Nationals Park last night for a great little conversation, a little NASCAR, a little baseball, a little Richmond International Raceway, short track racing, Rick Hendrick, all sorts of things coming up. So you will hear from two-time defending Daytona 500 champion William Byron in the early part of next hour. Greg Milas points out, why talk about a championship round tonight that starts tonight or tomorrow when instead you can talk about optional practices in a sport where the next game is 3 months away? Well, as I answered Greg on Twitter, number one, we have not talked about OTAs today, and they're going on. And in general, we have not, I mean, we've talked about football-related topics, and I don't apologize for that. I understand what my audience is. There's a lot of Commanders people and a lot of people that care about the NFL. I don't apologize for that. But we're not getting into the nitty-gritty of OTAs and breaking down what happens in shorts and T-shirts at the end of May, because it's insignificant. It's insignificant to what's going to happen on the field when it counts. It is important for what they do, but it's insignificant for us to judge anything based on that. One. Two, it's a fair point, right? We should be talking about the Stanley Cup Final, the NBA Final. You wanted to chime in here, Amy?
Yeah, there's a few sports going on that I want to talk about. I mean,
you whispered something in my ear.
First, we got Najee Kennedy, who's been lights out for Texas Tech in the Women's College World Series.
College World Series softball.
Yep. They kick off tonight at 8 o'clock. They take on Texas, mm-hmm. I believe. Yes, they take on Texas. Yeah. They take on Texas. And like I said, she's just been playing lights out. Also, in women's tennis, we have...
Oh, Coco Gauff. Madison Keys this morning.
Yep. Coco Gauff wins that one. Right. Sabalenka, Swiatek. So that's like
I watched a bunch of the French Open. I mean, just because I don't talk about things all the time, it doesn't mean I haven't watched or I haven't followed or casually followed.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, I've watched a lot more French Open than I have the Women's College World Series. But the other night, I was watching UALR in Florida go back and forth in the sub-regional for the Men's College World Series.
Yep. And then on the men's side, Alcaraz, Sinner, and I think did Joker lose? I think Joker lost earlier.
I got to check that, yeah.
But Carlos Alcaraz, who's amazing. He goes crazy.
Yeah.
And the number one rated player in the world, Sinner, is in the semifinal. So there is a lot of great sports going on right now.
You know what it is, though, largely in wrapping this up? Again, media of which I am a part of, but I think differently and independently than a lot, drives the conversation and stuffs it down your throat. And they base what they talk about off of television ratings. That's what they base it off of. And that's what I'm fighting about. That's what I'm fighting back against. All right, two-time defending Daytona 500 champion, William Byron. I caught up with him last night outside of the Cubs dugout at Nationals Park in town to promote an August race on the NASCAR Cup Series at Richmond International Raceway. You will hear that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.